Well, good morning, ladies. Here we are, our last lesson in Exodus. It's hard to believe. We've been on quite a journey. We've moved from Egypt to Sinai, from slavery in Egypt.
And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. We've seen the Spirit of the Lord rush upon Saul before. But never before in 1 Samuel have we seen the term from that day forward. The Holy Spirit would be with David, equipping him and uniting David's heart with God's heart from that day forward. This is what it means to be a man after God's own heart. God had seen David long before David was ever born. God's plan began centuries ago. So, Israel has a newly anointed king, but the rejected king will not give up his throne. Let's take a look at the ironic contrast God gives us in verses 14 through 23 of chapter 16 between David, a man after God's own heart, and Saul, a man who rejected God's authority. We've already noted that the scene is out of chronological order, but it's in exactly the right spot that God wanted it to be. As the Spirit of God rushed on David, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. The absence of God's Spirit created disharmony of mind and body for Saul, but the presence of God's Spirit created in David extraordinary courage and a heart that desired to worship. David singing and playing blessed Saul and calmed his nerves. This was an extraordinary kindness of God on Saul. Saul had lost his kingdom but refused to acknowledge it. David's obedience and service to the king was also extraordinary. At no time does he assert the authority God has given him and take the throne from Saul. In fact, Saul loves David and makes him his armor bearer. To have a sneak peek into David's future,